Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
One of the hardest things for kids to deal with is watching their parents split up.
Oh, yeah.
And most kids, if their parents split, never see it coming. Is that a fair statement?
Probably not, depending on your age, right?
I get that there are situations where like the fighting is just so open and bad. But most parents do the best they can to shield their kids from whatever relationship.
Yeah, to hide it.
Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. It's something that most kids won't even fathom. So to hear what my daughter said to me the other day is a touch alarming.
Oh.
So much so that their observation cut to the very core of my being.
Oh, my God.
It's not good. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMS. So on Sunday, me, my wife, and my daughters had to go to a work picnic thing for my wife.
Okay.
So the idea of it is they have a bunch of new like med students and residents that are here in town, and like they bring them out and like they introduce them to the doctors. So it's an ability for these kids that have any questions, you know, to talk.
Yeah, a little mingling.
Exactly. They load them up with food because, you know, being a college student sucks and you're always broke. It's a really nice thing that they do. So my wife and all the other doctors that are there are walking around the room, and they're talking to these different med students and having conversations, and, you know, this about town and this. Okay. So I am sitting with my daughters, eating ice cream at a table.
Okay.
And across the room, my wife is talking to this med student. He's a guy in his early 20s. Good-looking guy, smart guy.
Dr. Smooth.
I mean, he's a doctor, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she's answering questions the kid has. So while I'm sitting with my daughters enjoying my hot fudge sundae with Reese's Pieces, my youngest, who will be 13 in a few weeks, goes, "Hey, look at that." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Who's mommy talking to?" I go, "I don't know. It's, you know,
Dr. Feelgood."
I'm just eating whatever. The med students. And my 15-year-old jumps in and she goes, "She's flirting with him." She's flirting with him. She was not flirting with him, by the way. She was not flirting with him. And my 15-year-old goes on and she goes, "Oh, man, he's handsome. And he's a doctor, so he's probably really smart."
So far, these kids are making valid points.
Okay, shut up.
We're getting an upgrade.
Shut up. So I calmly tell my daughters that in the 15 years that my wife and I have been married, it is never one time, and I'm sincere when I say this, it has never once crossed my mind that my wife would ever consider stepping out on me for another man. So I say this, and I pontificate, and I say it very kind and fatherly, and after I'm done, my youngest goes, "Why?"
Valid question.
All right.
And I realized I couldn't answer that question.
The why?
Yes. In that moment, that why question, I realized that I have this unearned sense of confidence that I am the peak male specimen for my wife.
So, like, you weren't just feeding this to your daughters to make them feel better. Like, you truly believe that there's nobody that could steal your wife away from you.
There has never been a moment where I've been sincerely jealous or worried that my wife was going to...
I mean, that's good. That's good.
Well, I don't know. I just trust my wife. And, like, we have a great connection, right? So I thought... But when my daughter asked why, I had no answer.
Yeah,
that man's handsome and successful.
Young.
Well, what is that?
Also that.
But you ain't young.
Younger than you. By like a full lifetime.
That ain't saying
by
much.
By like a full lifetime, you bitch ass track word bitch. So like the whole scene was pretty effed up. Like these girls were saying very mean things.
To their dad.
Very mean things. And I don't know where they get it from. But it got me thinking.
What's that?
Now I hope, I'm almost positive, that my daughters don't really think my wife is cheating on me or will be cheating on me.
No, but it is funny that that was a thought in their head. Mm-hmm.
Is that funny? Is that funny to you? You laughing about, that? Is that fun?
What Even they recognize the uneven...
The imbalance.
Yes, well, thank you.
They don't get the subtle nuance of charm, which I have buckets of, Tommy.
Yeah, it's very subtle because nobody ever sees it.
Yeah, man! By the way, pot, kettle, black, glass houses, stones,
etc. I'm not the one
who's blabbing
my mouth right now.
Well, no, I'm just telling you what happened.
I am peak male...
I had thought
Even
that.
Though when she met me, I was fat, broke, and busted.
He's got ice cream in his beard.
I did have ice cream in my beard while we were having this conversation. So here's the thing. Like I said, I don't think my daughters think my wife is actually going to cheat on me. But when I was 13, 15, 17, I would have never in a million years thought my parents had the ability to cheat on me.
But your kids have been exposed to so much more life experience than your busted-ass, isolated, Gates, doofus-faced person. You had nothing available to you. Like, you never met rich people till you went to that fancy school. But all the rich people you knew were on television.
Yeah.
Don Elhart. That was the richest guy you knew.
Well, I hear he's got a plane.
Oh, the big Don? Yeah. But you know what I mean. Your kids are well-seasoned. They're well-traveled. They're well-educated. And they hit the books.
No, but...
I know, but to his point, you're talking about how we didn't know what was going on outside of our house. But I even remember like friends who had parents that got a divorce. Like it was never a thought in my mind, oh, there must have been somebody else. It was, oh, it was a mutual split. They just didn't get along anymore. Like that's how it went in my mind.
And I'll take it a step further. Yeah. I mean, what the irony is, I mean, my old man was actually messing around when I was thinking like this would never happen. Like it was happening and my parents were having serious problems and I never saw it. And I guess they hid it from me enough or I was oblivious. But like even when Kimmy, a friend of mine would get a divorce when I was younger, I would go, oh, thank God that's never going to happen to me. Like, that was my first thought. Yeah. This would never, ever happen in my house. And now my daughters are pointing out to me that my wife is flirting with a much younger, handsomer, smarter, to-be-more-successful man.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I know.
Is it the damn Netflix teen dramas these
is
kids
it that
are watching?
Goddamn television.
Is this a new generation
it's
thing?
It's social media.
I don't know. We watch plenty of television as kids.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. To you other parents out there, have your teenagers, middle schoolers brought this up?
Pointed
to you?
It out in any way?
Either, I think mommy or daddy is flirting. Will you guys ever get a divorce? Like,
you'd also have to see your parents like on an unequal level because I would think that there's one that they see has that potential and the other one they don't.
What is that?
Well, like one is desirable and the other one is
because that's
not
really
so
what
much.
Your daughters were pointing out more than anything.
Yeah, man.
Dad, aren't you worried? Like, I don't think they have ever said to your wife, Mom, aren't you worried?
Well, I mean, show business, you know.
Yeah,
You call this show
the biz,
business?
Kids.
I call this a closet.
Yeah, get out of it. No, I mean,
like, I think you that would be no, set
I would never act on anything, but if I wanted
who
to
doesn't
get,
want that guy?
If
that,
I wanted to get a woman to flirt with me, I'd get a woman to flirt with me.
That would be step one, really, is recognizing that one parent could step out on the other.
And I think they probably get it, too, because things are so much more open now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, when I was a kid, like, everything was in a closet.
Okay.
Like, cheating, alcoholism, drug abuse, all that stuff, right? Just abuse in general.
Okay.
You know, and so, like, when I first went to work at the grocery stores, when I first worked with, like, grown men in the back room, these guys were mostly World War II Korean guys. And, you know, I found out how, like, dads actually talk when there's nobody around.
Hmm.
Because I was always used to my old man talking, my uncles and stuff, when there's kids around.
Sure, sure.
But I wasn't their kids. So I got all the unvarnished, how much they either hated their wives, they wanted to cheat, or they're cheating, or what they're doing behind their old lady's back. I was like, I was in shock. I think I was 15, and it was like a whole new world I didn't know existed.
Okay, so even up to that point, you would have never imagined.
Did not know, but then it was like, oh my God, man.
Okay.
Guys are terrible.
Well,
and it you're looks, not making him feel any better.
And it looks cool. The problem is it looked cool to me.
What's his wife saying behind his back?
Well, I mean, it's funny you bring that up. That's what Troy writes us. Yeah. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Makes you wonder what conversations your kids are having with your wife behind their back. Thanks, Troy. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm at a work picnic with my wife and my kids on Sunday. Not my work, her work.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of new med students and residents here, you know, doctors.
Bunch of smarties.
Yeah, they're going to be doctors and go out into the world and do great things. And, you know, they bring actual, like, you know, older doctors.
Yeah.
Now, God, I can't say that right without offending anybody. My wife's going to hear that. I don't mean older.
The veterans.
If you're listening, I love you. Don't leave me. So they bring the doctors in to, like, you know. Yeah. Talk to the kids. And my daughters notice my wife is talking to this really good-looking guy, early 20s, med student, going to be successful. My 13-year-old says she's flirting with him. My 15-year-old, oh, he's cute. Ah, 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 ah. And I go, you know, your mother would never do that to me. Yeah. I've never been suspicious once of your mother. And my 13-year-old goes, why? And I couldn't answer the question. 252-WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. We got folks waiting on hold. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. We're all in shock that you have no idea why.
Shut up, Skyler!
Jeez. So, I was married for a good 9 years. I caught my wife messing around and whatever, and I never in a million years thought that because she was just she was a really wonderful wife for those 9 years, and I did not see that coming at
really?
All. Shut up.
Are you trying to make Pat feel
You're
better?
Also not helping, Skyler.
No, I'm trying to tell you that you don't have a clue why. Or
well,
why.
I have a clue why, Skyler.
Man, you should have this conversation with his daughter, Skyler.
So in the end, though, the funny part that I wanted to share with you is when we decided we're going to tell, like, when I found what was going on, we didn't make it apparent in front of the kids. And when we finally, you know, you're moving out, and I was really worried what my kids how they were going to feel or what they were going to say.
Yeah.
And they were like, two Christmases!
Well, you know what's funny
literally,
about
I swear, I'm not making that up. Like, I was heartbroken to have this conversation with my kids. Me and your mother are splitting, and that they both at the same time jumped up off the couch. Two Christmases.
Well, Skyler, thank you for making me feel so much better about the entire situation and sharing your story, buddy. That was great.
You're going to lose her eventually.
Thank you, Skyler. Have a good rest of the day. For God's sakes, man. So I was talking about this.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
To his point, I do remember as a kid having some friends whose parents separated. And I remember thinking, like, you have two bedrooms? And, like, they got everything they wanted in both houses, both, but like there as a kid, you do sometimes see the benefits of it.
Okay, but here's the problem with
at least your friends made it look cool.
Let's talk two Christmases, like in my specific situation.
Yeah.
It's still going to be one Christmas. I'm going to do everything I can to just glom on to whatever they're going to be doing for Christmas. Because what am
oh yeah?
What am I buying? I got you. I made these cans into a battleship. It'll float in the bathtub. Enjoy. So I was talking about this with someone else in the building yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out what it meant. And they said something very interesting.
What did they say?
Their take was, quote, there are two kinds of teenagers. Teenagers that could never imagine their parents are getting a divorce. And teenagers who are petrified their parents are going to get a divorce.
Oh.
And that floored me. Because this woman says to me after she's done saying that, she fell into that second category. That when she was a teenager, she thought about it all the time. She was convinced that her parents were going to split. And it scared the hell out of her. And I hope that's not what my kids think, because
they think you're going to get it.
Like eventually, either because like their friends' parents are doing it, or they see something that they're not understanding.
That would be my fear as a parent is: am I not like protecting them from that, or like did they think that like we don't get along, or are we bickering too much? Like then you start to question your own relationship based on what you think they're seeing.
Yeah, I thought, like, my wife and I are very touchy-feely around the kids. We laugh all the time. Like, you know, I have I say to my kids all the time, like, you know, you can touch someone else's butt when you're married. That's why I touch your mom's butt all the time.
You said that out loud.
Well, they call me out for touching her butt.
Okay, all right.
I like touching her butt. She's got a great butt.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're getting uncomfortable?
Yes, I'm getting uncomfortable.
Tommy Boulay, the badass, Regis Reed.
Nobody wants
Please
to
stop talking
that.
About butts.
Nobody wants to hear that from their dad.
Butt yeah, touching? No kidding.
One of my favorite Bee Gees songs, by the way.
Butt touching. Touching that butt.
When you're married. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. More of this.
What's up?
Brian writes us. Duffy, you're not seeing what's really happening here.
Oh.
Your daughters know something or have seen something, and they're trying to tell you something they can't come out and say.
Hmm. Oh, they're trying to warn you?
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Not with my kids, because that's not happening. Would a teenage kid dime on a parent they caught cheating?
Oh, I think so.
Really?
I think...
It's a power move.
Yeah. And I thought your daughters have done that. Like, whenever a woman talks to you, they'll run and tell your wife.
They will.
Yeah, like, I could see my brother doing that for sure.
But, I mean, let's talk about, like, the stark difference here. Not like, hey, a woman talked to daddy or a man talked to mommy. Like, we know it's innocent. We're just, like, messing around. I mean, like, strong suspicions. Oh. There is legitimate
cheating.
Infidelity. Yeah, because there have to be people who, as kids, caught their parents out.
Oh, yeah.
Heard phone conversations, read text messages. Like,
just walked in on something.
Exactly. If you're in middle high school, what is the protocol there?
Ooh.
And would it come down to which parent you feel more loyal to? Would it come down to a right or a wrong
Well, who's
thing?
Getting hurt? I'm guessing that's the one, you know, if you're cheating on their mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're toast.
Okay, but I would counterpoint, like, you know, if I know that my father is the primary breadwinner for this family.
Yeah, but do kids think that deep?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking, well, he'll just have to pay.
Okay, but let's go from a selfish standpoint.
Right.
If I'm a kid that doesn't want my family to break up,
right.
Okay.
If I keep my mouth shut, everything's okay.
Or you just convince yourself, it's probably not what I saw.
Yeah, you could You could gaslight yourself.
Out.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good kid in a way, you know, because you love the family, you want to stay
together.
I don't know
what that does to you in the long run.
Yeah, that's
sure it
mess
does
you up.
Sure yeah.
Holding that inside for
But just
ever
seeing
ever.
It is going to mess you up. I mean, if I walked in and my old man's, you know, pounding some chick at the house while my mother's out doing the groceries.
Extreme. I was touching butts a second ago and you got uncomfortable.
Well, my old man was tearing that butt.
Yeah, but would it, okay.
Butt tearing that butt.
Or
I'm guessing it has, I bet you it happens now more than ever is the text or the, because every family is linked some way, whether it's like through the iPad or your phone. You know, like there's a high chance that your kid could have seen a conversation you've had between like a friend, family member, whatever, because you forgot that your texts are linked to your iPad.
Well, that's the funniest part is my youngest is like a Russian spy. She's straight up KGB.
Or yeah, you hand your phone over all the time.
But like we share locations with each other, obviously, right? So like whenever my daughter wants to know where I am, she goes on the thing and will text me, why are you here? What are you doing here? What are you doing? Why are you at Marshall's?
Oh, really?
It's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Like, if we leave the kids home alone and we are out for 15 minutes longer than we should be, why are you here right now? And she'll screenshot the map of where we are and send it to us. So, like, let's say I wanted to cheat. I wouldn't even have the ability to have an affair based on how my kids and wife know where I am at all times. And vice versa.
Really hard.
With my wife, which, by the way, if you're listening, I will be checking your locations at all times after the conversation we had with my daughter.
Look at that.
And you will have to ask my permission to leave the house.
That's going to work.
She hasn't texted me yet to ask permission today, but I'm sure it's coming. I don't know, man. Like, if you do the side-by-side of catching a parent cheating or having strong suspicions, letting it out could change everything about your life. And change is not fun for a teenager. But holding it in, I mean, there's the feeling of betrayal of one parent. There's that, I mean, just that pressure, Kimmy, of knowing what, having that dark a secret and not being able to share it with anybody.
The secret, but then again, if you say something, you're also, you may feel like you're the reason.
Oh, yeah.
It all.
Why you're breaking up.
Yeah.
To crap, so I don't know which is the better feeling in the long run.
I think that, I guess the end of it is here. We should ban TikTok. Netflix,
kids,
YouTube, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll throw the kids back in an Amish thing so they don't have me questioning my insides with questions that I cannot answer.
Because, like, having a kid, it's got to be like having a broke know-it-all friend.
Yeah, it's a lot like hanging out with Tommy Boulay.
Yeah, so you should be well-versed.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Did you know?
What's that?
It may be legal for your spouse to put cameras inside of your home without you knowing.
Oh, all right.
So well, it's there has been a big debate.
Yeah.
As people are getting caught in their living rooms and kitchens doing stuff maybe they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, what do you mean? That is a weird thing. Like, what would my wife think I'm going to do in the living room behind her back?
Okay, so we'll get to that in just a second. Now, when it comes to the legality of it, right off the bat, it is illegal, even if you own a home, to put a camera in a bathroom or a bedroom without the people in that room's consent.
Right.
Anywhere you can be naked, they have to know and they have to sign off that there is a camera in that room. However, it seems there is a gray area about common spaces.
All right, so the living room.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the law says you can't film in a place where the person has, quote, reasonable expectation of privacy without their knowledge.
That would be my house.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
Right.
The argument why this is legal.
Yeah.
You don't really have privacy from other people in your house, in your kitchen, or your living room. Your wife, kids could just come around the corner and see whatever you're doing.
But you can also make that argument with the bedroom and bathroom, really.
Well, but you can get naked.
Okay. All right.
I have a lock on my bathroom door. I have a lock on my bedroom door. I don't have a lock on the living room.
You don't have to let the people that live in this dwelling know that there's a camera where they reside.
So that is the argument being made. And according to New York State law, that might hold water. Oh. In other states, it has held water.
Okay.
So you had asked.
Why?
Okay. Your first thought, cheating.
Yeah, but I'm going to be cheating in the house?
Yes. Oh, do you know anybody, Tommy, that would have been cheating?
I know,
jeez.
You of all
house?
People.
Okay, so the guy I know that did that did not care if his wife caught him at that. He was at that point where he just didn't care.
Okay.
So, like, if there was a camera, I don't think, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I
but if
what
you
you're
care
saying.
And you're cheating, I don't think you're bringing her into the living room.
There are people that have been caught on camera in their living room cheating on their partner.
You're going to sit out there and stroke your bone? What else would there be?
Well, yeah, that could also be caught on camera, I guess.
I guess she wants to catch her watching porn or something?
Okay, it goes past that. Sorry, Kimmy. Folks have been caught having sexually charged conversations when their partner isn't home.
Okay.
There have also been examples of people getting caught doing dangerous things. They promised their partner they would stop. Folks who said they quit drinking, getting caught having a drink in the kitchen and living room. Folks who said they quit doing whatever drugs, same kind of thing.
Right.
Now, keep in mind here, as we say this, we are not lawyers. But according to the article we have, there is not an example of someone bringing this to court after they were caught in their own home. So we don't know what would happen in New York State if somebody tried to fight it. Yes. Yeah. But these lawyers in the article say there may not be enough written in the law to make this against the law. Kimmy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what, you know, I was wondering because I never understood how nanny cams were legal, but this makes sense because it usually is like somewhere in the house, like a living room or kitchen where you see those videos being posted. So I guess, yeah, I was always like, how is that legal? Like, you don't have to tell somebody watching your kids that there's a camera.
Expectation of privacy.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Mm. Why would you have an expectation of privacy working for
me? I mean,
me
I get why you
house?
Want to. I just always thought you had to, like, warn somebody or tell them that that the camera was there.
All right, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. I know everyone's mind immediately goes to infidelity, and that seems to be the
thing. Well, that'd be the big one.
7 o'clock. But when it comes to drugs, drinking, whatever else it is you're doing around your house, is it okay for there to be a camera in your living room or kitchen without your partner letting you know?
I mean, it seems really like the marriage is over.
Oh.
Like they don't trust you, and they're like sneaking around trying to nail you.
Yeah.
Okay. That being said, if you do get caught doing something on that camera, you shouldn't have been doing.
Kind of prove their point.
Yeah. I mean, that argument's not going to hold up because how could I trust you? Because you were doing things that you said you wouldn't. They were right not to trust you.
But it also depends on what you're trying to bust me for.
Like if what if you're just doing something embarrassing?
Yeah. Or let's say I'm a legitimate addict and I got a problem.
Okay.
I mean, what are you doing to me?
But that person cares about you.
But are they doing it out of concern? But are they doing it trying to catch you lying?
It's like you're just trying to bust me like the cops. You're supposed to be my wife, my husband.
Okay, but, I mean, the accountability of that being there maybe is what keeps you from doing the things you would have done. Yeah. I love how you make a face.
It just sounds like, it just seems very ugly.
Baby, let me smoke crack in the living room.
Why not? Come on, it's a privacy of my own house. Can I have a little crack? Can I unwind?
No, I would say no, you can't have a little crack.
What about meth? It's very popular these days.
Also probably bad.
You know what cameras probably, people probably forget about and, like, they could be right in front of their face, and they just don't even know. Are those pet cameras?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that'll have the pet camera, like the ones that throw treats and stuff, and I wonder how many people don't even tell their significant other because they think it's obvious, and they catch their significant other doing something.
No,
weird.
I mean, she's right. I mean, my wife has caught me talking to myself on our Ring camera walking in the house several times. It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, but I think everybody talks to themselves.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, I don't want my wife to know
somebody,
that.
Yeah, it's still a weird thing to watch somebody do. You don't even want to watch yourself do it.
Exactly. Like, I'm winning an argument with an imaginary person walking into my house. Yeah, take that. How you like me now? All right, let me ask you this question.
What's that?
With the discovery that it is most likely legal, and again, we're not lawyers, for someone to film without the other person at home knowing, the living room and kitchen, hidden camera.
Yeah.
If you found out that your wife or Kimmy, your husband, was secretly filming inside your house, is that an end of a marriage deal breaker?
Oh, yeah.
In her house?
That would really bother me.
Well, I mean, your situation is different. And
What's different about mine?
Well, she owns the house. It's her house.
Yeah, but you invited me into this house.
Well, but you're like a permanent Airbnb guest.
You can't film them either.
In a common room.
You can't do that with people.
It's a good. You can't
rent out.
Film other people.
No, that's a divorceable thing.
So you're done. You find that camera, it's over.
I am walking out of her house and taking everything I brought in with me. Probably take two trips.
Kimmy?
I wonder how many people would be bothered just not even secretly putting cameras in your home if they just straight up said, I'm going to start installing cameras around.
Yeah. What is this, Alcatraz?
What are you trying to hide?
What are you trying to catch?
Oh, I asked you a question first, buddy.
I have nothing to hide.
Oh, so then what's the problem with the cameras?
Why are you watching me?
Well, because your answer to begin with has now made me suspicious. I think you're justifying the need for the cameras in the house.
What am I doing? So suspicious.
You know, first of all, your head, the head movement there, very suspicious. I just find it weird because you have an entire, like, closed caption television studio or closed circuit television studio outside of your house.
Yes.
Right? Watching everything. And you say it's for security, but it's not for
security.
Well,
I like to know the packages are coming, if Lily's being a good girl.
You also like to know when your wife is leaving the house.
Well, not really.
Yeah?
I don't know.
So why do you need those if you're not using them
for security?
Okay, but it's not. It's not for security.
You never know. You know, the bad guys only had to be right once, Pat.
Kimmy, if you found out your husband had a secret camera in the living room and kitchen, would that be the end of your marriage?
It would. I think even if it wasn't immediately, it would eventually lead to like the end of a relationship.
There isn't a valid reason he could give you where you'd understand.
I mean, well, the problem is
all the snacks keep going missing.
The problem is you were hiding it.
So if
why were you hiding? Why didn't you just tell me you put it there?
All right, so if he came to you and said, I want to put cameras inside the kitchen and in the living room.
I mean, if he had his reasons.
About one camera in the back of the pantry. It only activates when it opens. You see Kimmy's big head going for the Cheetos. I want Cheetos now. It's Kimmy snack voice. Give me Cheetos now.
Pretty accurate. Yeah, I mean, it would bug me, but I guess at least you're not being sneaky about it.
Okay.
But at least I know they're there. I'm aware.
But it would still be weird. Like, these cameras are just for us.
It does take away some privacy, though.
Yeah, because it's just for us.
Yeah.
So Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He writes, busted, cranking in the kitchen edition. This would have ruined my middle and high school years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you couldn't have. Oh, my God. Your mother catching you, your father catching you.
Cranking one out.
But if your sister turned on that damn thing and started searching something, there you are.
I just want to be clear. I wasn't doing it like over the stove. Our family computer was in the kitchen. So the only way.
Oh, thanks for clarifying.
No, it does sound. It's less weird if I'm explaining I was watching it pornography as a middle schooler on the family computer.
I didn't realize, like, in poor families, not just you, but there was another kid that worked here, came up poor, same situation. Remember, he was rubbing one out, and he also had something on the stove, and he ended up burning his dong.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get the pot off the stove while he was in mid-stroke.
Yeah.
Because the computer was in. I bet you a lot of young boys hurt themselves in the kitchen back in the day.
Look, you guys make fun of me. I'm telling you, at least 40%.
Latch key pullers.
40% of men, younger Gen X and older millennials, have cranked one out in the kitchen because that's where the computer was.
I mean,
for the family.
I guess if you're a parent, do you really want to install secret cameras? Because you're going to catch your kid doing stuff.
Well, you got to catch your boy
that you don't want to see.
A boy, and especially, is just going to be constant.
Yeah.
And like, should you yell at your kid for cranking one out?
Well, yeah, but you don't need to be like a lawn sprinkler in the goddamn house.
Yeah, but then
house.
You're admitting that you. But then you're making it so awkward for everybody.
How'd you know the noises I was making when I was doing this?
Every boy makes the same noise.
No, I mean, it's not
you
like
don't want to sit your kid down and say, hey, look, I caught you on the camera.
No, but you would have to. You would have to sit your son down and say, please don't.
You can't control your. You can't. Look, man, I went to military school and I was in a hall full of like young boys. The amount of just rubbing was out of control.
No, but I think, look, as not speaking as a middle school boy anymore, but now speaking as a grown ass man. I think you would have to pull your son aside and say, please stop cranking it
out. But now he knows you saw him.
Okay, but that's where I make my waffles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be so gross.
I mean, like, you couldn't look the other way.
And by the way, how he's cleaning up afterwards, too. Like, did you use the dish towel and put it back on the ramp? And put it back on the, you know how you droop it over the stove handle right there? The oven handle?
But here's the thing. You droop it over there. It's not coming off again.
You know, you like yank it off.
No, it just maintains its shape.
You have to have Johnny Bench level of catching skills. Hall of Fame batch wrangler. Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at Duffy on WCMF. Well, we're talking again about how it looks like it's legal in the state of New York. And again, we're not lawyers. We're going based on an article here that talks to lawyers.
Mm.
We know people who know lawyers.
Yeah.
It may be legal for you to secretly videotape inside your living room and kitchen, your spouse, your kids, whatever, without them knowing. It is illegal for the bedroom or the bathroom because any place you have a reasonable expectation of privacy, you cannot film without anyone else's consent. But the argument is there is no expectation of privacy in the kitchen or living room because there's no lock on the door when the folks in the house are there. You asked why. We brought up infidelity.
Yeah.
We brought up drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. Dan just sent us a story.
Yeah.
A man named Rory Johnson in Tennessee had secret footage of his kitchen, captured his wife pouring bleach into his drinking water. She was trying to kill him.
Okay.
And he caught this. If he didn't catch that, he might be dead.
What?
Well, no, that's what would happen.
I know, you can't drink bleach, stupid. Yeah.
But well, okay, but did he set up the camera because he thought his wife was capable of killing him?
Of poisoning him?
Isn't every wife capable of poisoning their husband?
Oh, sure.
Like, don't tell me
if
you're a husband.
If you have a strong enough feeling that you're going to set up a camera because of that, that's pretty strong.
I think I'd just leave.
Yeah.
No, you say
that. Yeah, right. Like, if you really think that it's happening, maybe it's time to get out.
Yeah. Look at me. We know each other a long time. Yeah. Right? We're friends. Mm-hmm. Look me seriously and say,
I'm looking right at you.
You've never considered the ways your wife could kill you.
Oh, I think every man has.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So now you're saying every man should leave their wife. Yeah, every married man has considered the way their wife could rub them out.
Yeah, but you're suspicious enough to set up a camera.
Yeah, like that's the next level.
Yeah. Like I actually think this is happening now.
Yeah.
By the way, as we're talking about these private cameras, you know, these secret cameras, it's very easy to pull off if it's something you wanted to do. The technology exists to now hide cameras everywhere.
Those spy cams? Yeah.
Yes, and not only that, the cameras and the footage can be sent to your and only your phone.
Okay.
Right? You don't have to have, like, some joint account. Like
she can't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
My question, though, is also, let's say you set it up initially because you think that your significant other's doing something behind your back. Like, at what level, though, does that wanting to know get out of control? Because there are other ways you can track them without them knowing and look into everything they're doing. And at what point is it like now you're being controlling and it's scary?
Well, no, you're right. I mean, if we just use the examples of Ring cams, yeah. right? Because the initial idea for a Ring cam was to have home safety.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
there is this weird thing that happens to your brain when you get these cameras around your house. Now you start looking at neighbors. Now you start trying to hear conversations of people walking up to your house.
Yeah.
You're checking out which delivery.
Paranoid.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a valid point. Like, if you put this out in your house.
Is that where it stops? Or just now you have, like, a tracker on everybody's car, you know? Like, where can you stop yourself at the cameras?
It's like the KGB is, like, in your house.
Yeah. And you're sleeping with them.
Yes.
Like, I didn't catch them in the house cheating, but maybe they're cheating somewhere else. So now I got to buy some more spy equipment.
It's a valid concern. So, you know, we were talking about computers in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you were a kid, John writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, I got my testicles stuck in our old family printer. Sliding tray tip old style. Was trying to get a copy of my dong when I was 14. Family computer in the kitchen edition.
He was trying to get a copy of his penis?
I mean, I get it. You're 14. Right?
Okay.
Tell me it wouldn't have been hilarious to copy your penis and send it to your buddy through the mail.
But the pain. He got it caught?
He said he got it caught in the
Maybe
printer.
Maybe pinched?
A testicle in the printer.
Oh, my God. He had to go to the hospital.
Well, how about that? And while it's happening, the noise. Hambone writes us.
Yeah, what's he doing?
More teenager boy hijinks.
Yeah.
My dad found my mags and taped pages to things in the fridge because he knew I would go to the fridge when I got home.
No.
I opened the door, saw them slowly shut the door, and walk past my dad to my room in shock and embarrassment.
Why would you do that to a kid?
The worst way to go about this.
He says, to this day, no words have been said about it. It's just between me and my dad, and now I guess everybody listening to the break room.
That is so abusive to do to a young man.
Weird.
That is, first of all, the kid's just doing what comes natural.
But you put him in the fridge?
No, the dad put it in the fridge knowing his son would find it there.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so goddamn cruel, man.
It's debatable.
You put it on display.
Think of all the when you first start looking at porn, you don't know what's out there.
No.
So you start going down these rabbit holes looking at all kind of crazy crap, right? Until you get shocked, I shouldn't have looked at that. Because you're a kid.
Sure, sure, sure.
You imagine if all that was displayed on the inside of the fridge?
Yeah, but he never said anything new about it. It was just like, I know we don't have to speak.
Yeah, because you've already destroyed me.
But you could have just put it in his room.
Or just let him do his thing.
The fridge is just a weird... I can't get over the fridge.
I can't either.
What if the wrong person opened that fridge?
Yeah, that's a great point, man.
Well, plus now I'm afraid to touch the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not Hellman's, buddy. There's a zesty zip, and this ain't Miracle Whip. We'll take a break.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
This is just a straight-up cash grab. And I get that most reboots are cash grabs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there are some stories that we fell in love with, people, characters we fell in love with, where you could extend the story. I believe this is one, if you did it the right way,
people...
Oh, you think you could extend the original story?
Yes, because that's what they're... I mean, that's kind of what
like
they...
Like, where are they now?
Yes, like, you know, flash forward however many
yeah,
years.
I guess.
I think it would work on several different levels. That being said, that's not what we're getting here.
What are we getting?
Well, Tommy, despite the fact that every reboot the last, like, 5 years has been, like, the laziest attempt at entertainment ever, this one, without question, takes the cake.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We are getting a reboot of the early 90s TV sensation, Family Matters. It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. I nailed this one. Admit it.
So is this Urkel?
They just don't make theme songs like they used to.
So fun fact, that guy, I believe, made every theme song for all of the TGIF because he also did Step by Step.
Yeah.
Step by step, day by day by day.
Yeah, because the theme has to tell you the entire storyline of what you're about to see.
You're right.
Sidebar,
yeah.
I would argue that theme song we just played for Family Matters is the greatest theme song in television history.
Oh.
I don't have to find anything that competes.
No. Gilligan's Island is pretty good.
Shut up. This doesn't have that soul. You don't get down here on Gilligan's Island.
We had that blue-eyed soul.
They are rebooting Family Matters.
So who's left?
Everybody.
What, their dad's got to be dead.
No, I think
he's still alive?
I feel like I saw him within the last 10 years, and I'm like, I think he's just always looked like an older guy, so he didn't really look like he aged that much.
Well, don't forget, I mean, Family Matters was a spinoff of... He was the, the wife was the elevator operator on, why am I blanking? Doesn't matter. He also played that same character in Die Hard, the father for, right?
Yep.
So he's always looked old.
Where's Urkel?
Urkel will be included in this as well.
So is he like, what does he do now?
That's a great question. It sounds like he participates in the reboot of Family Matters.
But does he go around the country just being Urkel at, like, shows?
He probably goes to those conventions.
Like, you know, those conventions.
I used to make fun of those people until I found out how much money is in those conventions.
Oh, yeah.
And now I totally get
it. They make more probably doing that now than they got paid to do that sitcom as a kid.
Good point. Can you Google what Family Matters was a spinoff of? Because it's going to eat me alive for the rest of the day.
So they're bringing this back.
Yep.
With the original crew?
Yes. Problem one.
What?
As a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Problem one. They're doing it as an animated series.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a cartoon?
If they're going to do it as a cartoon.
But they're going to voice it?
The original cast will be voicing the characters.
Why a cartoon?
Oh, really?
Because it's less expensive.
Yeah, and I think you could do whatever storyline you want with a cartoon. It's probably going to, I'm guessing, more kid-oriented.
Yeah, who's this for? Because, your kids don't even know this show.
I would love to watch a reboot of this.
But
I mean, like, it would
I'm
be
guessing
for
they're
people,
going for kids.
It would be for people, like, my age, maybe a little bit younger, who have, like, younger kids, I'm guessing, who still watch cartoons.
But they got to have, like, a million options besides reboot of a crappy 90s sitcom.
Well, here's the thing. My daughters fell in love with the original Full House and then watched the reboot of Full House. Oh. And my kids at the time were, like, 8 and 10. But here's where it gets more insulting.
All right.
Because making it a cartoon is lazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're trying to save money and just capitalize on everybody's nostalgia.
See, I kind of figured it's because you don't have to jump to the future. You could keep it right where it was.
But that also makes it lazy.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee it would work or people would even be interested in the future storyline.
That's what creativity is. Taking a risk to see if it still works. But that's not even what I'm the most pissed off about.
What are you pissed about?
Thank you, Kimmy. They say in the story, and you must have missed this, that not only will it be animated, that they will be taking original plot lines from episodes and modernizing them.
Okay.
Oh, so well,
I'm sure that if you go back and watch everything, not everything's going to age well, right? So maybe if they are doing like the original episodes, they may have to tailor them to modern times.
Okay, but Kimmy, we're just going to get the same plot lines with iPhones and social media. That's all we're going to get.
Oh.
Like, I would love to catch up with these characters now, right? Grandpa Carl Winslow. What did Urkel end up becoming? You know, Laura, the female love interest of Urkel, the daughter in the family. Like, okay. I would love to watch all of this stuff. Like, it was a really interesting, funny, but like the most set in reality
show.
So
how old were you when this was out?
So probably, I think it came out in 89 or 90.
Well, you were like a little kid.
Yeah, it was on from like when I was 4 to like when I was like 12 Jesus or 13. Christ. But like it was TGIF every Friday night.
Yeah.
I sat down and I watched this show and I loved it. I loved Family Matters. It's a rare condition.
Because wasn't he like, the dad was like a cop in Chicago?
Chicago
like
cop,
I got
yep.
the right show?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. And like early on, they did a really good job of like balancing like comedy and like real world issues.
Sure.
Like it made you think.
All those shows did though. They always had to have a lesson at the end.
Well, then at the end of Family Matters, to the lazy point, like it just turned into like insanity where like Urkel became popular.
Stefan.
Yes, he invented a potion to become like a sexy
yeah,
guy.
You're right. It got a little weird.
You know what'd be funny?
Turned into like a mad scientist.
Like if he got some unbelievably horrible, incurable disease from all of the potions that he was creating for himself, that would be a reboot I would
want. Didn't he have to choose between being Urkel or being the cool guy?
Stefan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he went back to Urkel.
So it's just gonna be like little Urkel, not like grown ass Urkel.
It just seems like they're gonna do the same show only animated.
Yeah.
Which I've seen. I've seen it. I don't
yeah, but
want
you
it.
Saw it as a little kid. You may not even remember the storyline.
I remember.
But why
every
the hell would you watch it anyway?
I would watch the reboot.
I mean, there is so much great television out there.
Oh, shut
to watch
up.
The Urkel show, even if they did it right, would suck.
Well, you could watch the Urkel show?
I also thought that actor never wanted to do that character again.
Jaleel White, yeah, you know what changes that?
Money.
Food.
Yeah.
Gotta eat.
I mean, he does stand out because that's the only thing I remember from that show is that goofy kid.
And what's he done since? Can you name another thing?
No, but
he
was so annoying.
Okay, so I know that he at some point.
Yeah, short guy with high pants and a squeaky voice. I hear you.
He's ridiculous.
I think he started his own marijuana company.
Urkel?
Yes, the actor.
That sounds right.
Wait. Wow.
Like he got into that early.
I thought he had going to politics or something.
Yeah, what's the difference these days? Am
yeah.
I right?
You're so right, buddy.
Clowns in Washington.
Dope.
Bunch of clowns. 252 WCMF, Family Matters are getting a reboot, but it's the laziest reboot of all time. One, they're turning it into an animated series with all of the actors voicing themselves again, it looks like. Two, they say in the story, they're just going to take old episodes and, quote, modernize them. So it's all episodes you've seen before. Now they got iPhones and social media.
By the way, his cannabis brand, Purple Urkel.
Yeah, you had to.
Okay.
I would be upset if it wasn't then. Nick, Matt, a whole bunch of other folks writing us on Instagram to remind us. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Carl Winslow,
yeah,
the father from Family Matters, was on Dancing with the Stars last season.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I know I've seen him recently.
And he's got to be
I remember
ancient.
Thinking, I think he's, okay, I looked it up. It says he's 72.
He's getting after
Wow, he's
too.
Young. I mean, that's
so how old was he then when he played the dad?
He must have been like 30.
Younger than us.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
He looked ancient.
And he was the old man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Man, we haven't talked to in a while. And we miss him dearly.
Oh, we do?
Trent's on CMF.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, Trent, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Say that again.
They did a reboot of Good Times animation.
Was it good?
No.
Well, okay, look, I get Good Times because three quarters, everyone but J.J. Walker is dead.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But I mean.
Yeah, John Amos just died.
Yeah, yeah. God, I love John Amos. But Trent, this, everyone is still around. Would you watch a modern version of what happened to everybody on the Family Matters, the Winslow family?
I didn't watch it when it was on.
Call yourself an American. Get out of my face, Trent. I was happy to talk to you.
I'm happy to talk to you, too.
Trent, good to talk to you, buddy. Hope everything's doing good.
Yep.
All right. See you, Trent. Short but sweet. And we'll talk to him again in 5 years.
Yes.
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. On the more serious side.
Yeah.
Eric writes us. Family Matters, Full House, Step by Step. All those shows taught kids to cope with real issues. Sad.
No, they didn't.
No, he goes
opposite.
On. He says,
they just sugarcoated everything in those shows.
No, he says, sad we don't have any of those wholesome shows anymore.
Yeah.
They do. My kids watch this stuff. They're just on Netflix and Hulu and crap.
Let's bring that Cosby show back. So Family Values. Yeah.
Ben writes, remember when Fuller House came out and the allegations against Bob Saget became public during his time on Full House? I wonder if some serious allegations will follow the original cast returning for the reboot of Family Matters.
I mean, you do put yourself back into the spotlight.
What did Bob Saget do? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
no,
his
death was mysterious, they said.
Well, he was in a hotel room doing stand-up. He hit his head, went back to bed, and he died. And people had made a conspiracy theory out of it.
But what? I can't remember anything. People were shocked to find out how dirty his comedy was.
But that was even in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Because he was hosting America's Funniest Home Videos.
Right.
He was the wholesome dad. Right. And you'd go and you'd watch him.
Yeah, and it was just
filth. Didn't add up.
Yeah. All right, so I'm not going to watch this. Do it right. Just do it right.
You're not a little curious?
No, I'm not going to watch a cartoon of episodes I've already seen.
I wonder what it'll be on. Will it be a Disney Plus thing?
I wonder who owns the rights to Family Matters. Because it
was
an ABC
show. I thought it was
show.
Disney.
Yeah, but they
all might just go to Disney though.
The last season they jumped networks.
Oh,
somebody else picked them up.
Oh, man, you know a lot about that.
I know.
It matters.
I loved Family Matters.
I mean, TGIF apparently was my childhood.
Thank you.
Because all you guys had busted cable.
Yeah. Everybody watched TGIF.
You
idiot.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, because you're watching Saved by the Bell at the same time.
No.
Quality programming.
Creep ass bitch.
That summer series was phenomenal.
No,
the acting.
Here's what
the
you know.
The bikinis.
Shut up. Here's what you don't get. Not only was Family Matters great, but Step by Step came on right after.
I was big Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Which
one was Step by Step?
That was the one with actor Patrick Duffy, which made me feel good watching.
Suzanne Summers.
Oh, from Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was She's the Sheriff.
No.
Step by Step.
Step by Step.
Okay.
It was like a modern Brady Bunch.
Exactly what it was.
Right. They both had, their own kids, and all came. There was a ton of kids in one house.
It was like less wholesome Full House.
Well, you got Suzanne Summers, who was a major piece.
Yeah, I had a massive crush on Suzanne Summers.
Everybody did, man. You could just watch those Time Master commercials and get sprung.
Okay.
What?
You're ruining my childhood.
I just can't stop thinking about her thighs.
It's a rare condition.
Between your thighs.
No, all right.
You better have that checked out, Suzanne.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.